Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, pure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something, the motto. Part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 14. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944 to be involved, just like the 216-313 number did. If you have anything to send, any music or any commercials, you can send them EP3 format, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, with all of that being said, I also see a 216-233 phone number being added into this. So I will let people know you can check us out via Common Sense Radio, Sundays 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for new music. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. And Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley JR period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. You could Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You could Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web pages of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Tomorrow's a special episode as we'll call in live from the George Floyd rally. And that will be before 6 p.m. Queens Court Radio. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, JR, period. with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That Man in the Street 13, also on Twitter. You can go to www.templabor.org or on YouTube, the channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel, thelogtv.com, Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube for those videos. As I move ahead and shift gears a little bit, keeping my family and people in prayer, please keep Carmen Classy Lee in prayer. I'm going to take the time before the phone calls because I wouldn't get a chance to do that. So I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10 with Hurricane Bang and Breonna Martin. Number 9 moving up is Ruga. Number 8 moving up is Skinny LB. Number 7, Cash Kadick, K-A$H, Cash affiliated. Number 6, debuting, or re-debuting, The Actual Tannis has new hot material and a video to match. Number 5, Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. The Sheriff's songs, Father's Lives Matter, Big Old Booty 2021. Joseph Motley Jr.'s I Wouldn't Allow It, his team up with 3342 Music, as well as this song, Cruel World Test You. So they got a lot of material that's hot right now, including new videos. Number 4, Facebook, The Protest While You Can in Cleveland. We'll get more into that shortly. Number 3, debuting, Facebook, Cleveland's Justice for George Floyd Rally and Against Ohio's Anti-Protest Bills. Getting to that in a little while. Number 2, moving up. Yeah, those were two debuts. Number 2 spot moving up is Facebook Power and Equality Town Hall Meeting, which was last Saturday. BWE Museum was unveiled with Sheriff Kilroy material and more. 1008 Visions was there, Man in the Street, and Candidates and Food. Number 1 moving up, Kokiana, New Life, Team Takeover. They were on Channel 5 News last week on the voiceitradio.com show, Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop. She was on the news, and Friday they had it to captivate the Twerk Invasion. So with those things being said, I'm going to at least go to the 216-313. 216-313, how are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Brother Porter? This is Rondé the Prophecy.
Man, what's going on, Brother Rondé?
Just staying out the way, doing some music, and doing a lot of research.
I hear you. I hear you. So with that being said, what kind of research you been doing, fam?
As far as the COVID-19 and the sickle cell patients, and, you know, they want everybody to take this shot. And 100% out of all black men and black women, 50% have sickle cell anemia.
Okay.
And when I went to the hospital, 3 of the doctors told me don't take the shot because they don't know what it do to the sickle cell patients, and they trying to push this COVID shot on a lot of people who have medical problems like sickle cell, cancer and all that, and they really don't know what's going to go on with us with this shot. So the question I'm asking is, they made this shot. They say it's for COVID, but the
right.
What is the side effects for is the people who have medical problems.
Wow.
You know, so, and I hear a lot of people, they ask good questions, but they ain't asked that question, what is it going to do to affect the people who have medical problems?
That is
especially
deep.
In the black community.
My thing is, with that being said, I'm going to ask you, because you've been on the front lines about sickle cell anemia. You've been on the front lines on that subject. So I'm going to ask you, how
yes.
have you talked to any medical doctors about that particular shot and how it might affect people?
as far as when I have asked, the doctors who've been taking care of me for years, ever since I was little, they came to me with a look in their face like, don't take it. Like, they real worried about their sickle cell patients. And for them to come, it's just like they say, don't take it. But the look, how a person give you a look, and you know that it's serious. You know, I had three of my doctors come in, and they told me the same thing. So it's scary for me because I know what sickle cell does, and we can't take a lot of medicine. And for them to be trying to do that, like they called me and told me I was the first person for sickle cell to get the shot, the first one at the list. My doctor's name was like, uh-uh.
Wow. So you actually had the actual doctor's warnings on that. And that's very interesting because for you to say that, and you've been on the front of this, that's all I want to say.
Yeah.
It's deep. So, again, what is it you want to add to people? And
I want people to...
You're calling in and you're giving us something big, so I want to know from you. What is it you want us to know?
I want people to be aware of what they're putting in their bodies and what chemicals, but you don't know what it could be a cure. But if they say it's 100%, it's not 100%. That 1% is not the big things. It's the small things that will hurt you. So be aware of what they tell you to take and do your own research on the medicines, because if you don't, it's going to be all bad.
I thank you so much for that warning, because my thing is, a lot of people have talked about it, but you do have to research any and all medicines as well as this vaccine. And I just want to thank you, because a lot of times we might get caught up in the hype. We might not ask the tough questions or the necessary questions. So with that being said, brother, thank you so much. And how can we catch up with, you know, Rhonde the Prophecy and support your movement, become a part of it, and move alongside of it?
Well, my website is www.bckmafia.com. And you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram under Rhonde the Prophet. And I will have some new music for y'all I'm working on.
Thank you so much. Please, brother, continue to do what you're doing, and thank you so much for calling in.
God bless.
God bless. I can appreciate that message. Before I go to the 216-233, I do need to at least read off a couple of things. Right now, we happen to have the Child Abuse Awareness, FLM. That's the event page that is up for Facebook, Child Abuse Awareness, capital FLM, which is scheduled Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 3955 Euclid Avenue. Okay, that's 40th in Euclid, DCFS building, Jane Edna building. Father's Lives Matter, LLC. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. Anybody that had to deal with Department of Children and Family Services, men and women, you need to be there. DCFS has failed many families. It is time to raise awareness for child abuse. And that is where we will be on that day. I do want to at least let people know that there's also the Protest While You Can in Cleveland, which is scheduled for Saturday, April 10th, 2021, at 12 noon, Protest While You Can in Cleveland. Join us in protesting the anti-protest bills in Ohio. Please wear your mask. There are 4 bills in the Ohio legislature that can lead to imprisonment for protesting. If these bills are passed, you could be imprisoned for any of the following offenses and more: blocking streets or sidewalks during a protest, yelling at a police officer, providing support for groups that are organizing a protest, and more. That HB 22, even filming a police officer in the midst of a crime, or suspected crime, and that's on Facebook, Protest While You Can in Cleveland. Also, before I go to that phone call, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Cleveland's Justice for George Floyd rally and against Ohio's anti-protest bills. As activist Alfred Porter Jr. of Black on Black Crime, Inc. of Greater Cleveland urged this rally. This event is at Market Square across from the Westside Market at the corner of West 25th Street and Lorraine Avenue near downtown Cleveland. Contact telephone numbers. Also, Cleveland Councilman Ernest L. Smith will lead the George Floyd aspect of the rally. We will protest for justice for George Floyd and against four bills pending in the Ohio legislature that would penalize protesters on free speech issues. A list of speakers is forthcoming. Masks are required for this public event per city ordinance. Contact numbers are 216-804-7462, 216-659-0473. Host groups are Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Imperial Women's Coalition, the Oppressed People's Nation, RefuseFascism.org, Women's March Cleveland, and the Black Man's Army. And there we go, as the trial of fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin began March 29th, relative to the death of George Floyd, whom the officer Chauvin erroneously murdered, killed on May 25th, following Floyd's arrest on a forgery charge, May 25th of 2020. So those are some of the things that are happening. Before I go to the phone call, I just want to let people know my staff was diligent. They said, you know, last week's top 10 on a Monday to a Monday, to stop the Asian hate really wasn't number one. It was number two, and it pushed everything down. The number one event during that week was the Michael Stanley Day that was held at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was last week. So one thing about having a good staff, they can catch everything that you might miss. So before I go to the 216-682 number, there's been a very, very good number of somebody waiting to talk patiently. So I'm going to that 216-233. 216-233. How are you doing?
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm good.
That's good.
Just checking in with you. Not much. How about you?
Likewise. It's peaceful over this way. I can say this. It's very peaceful.
That's good.
So what would you like to add into this conversation this fine evening?
It's very interesting to hear all that's going on. You know, I'm learning a lot just from listening to the show.
Well, I appreciate you showing interest in this program. Hopefully some of the information that we give out, you might be able to at least show up to. If not, you can let some people know about some things that are going on, and we can do our best to keep everybody up to date, because that's all this program is really meant to do, is to do its best to keep you up to date.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, no problem. And what I'll do is I'll put you back on hold so you can hear any and all upcoming information that's coming through. And I thank you so much for tuning in. It's an honor to have you on the program.
Thank you.
No problem. Before I go to the 216-682 phone number, and see, like I tell people, if you want to speak, you can always press the number one key, or if I say something, call back. But I give people a warning that you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind, which is the number three disclaimer. Anyway, because if you can't talk, you can stay silent or go back on hold. But if you can talk, always speak through, because this show, the creator, has allowed to be on air for over 10 years. So I never know what you might say that might be the spur of the moment to keep me going or somebody else going. So I'm going to always unfairly come to the phone lines, whether somebody wants to speak or not, just to see what's on your mind, because a lot of times I found that those phone callers are the ones who have something to say. And what I'm taking away from the last phone caller is I just need to keep giving out as much information as I possibly can. So with that being said, Before I go to the 216-682 phone number, I do know that they are having, I believe it is called the Freedom of Love, Power Women of God Healing Support Group. That is scheduled for May 1st, 2021, 2 to 5 p.m. at Nottingham United Methodist Church Fun In Lot. It's a fundraiser, raffles, free food, 216-270-0280. That's 216-270-0287. That's scheduled for May 1st, 2021, from 2 to 5 p.m., Freedom of Love, Power Women of God, Healing Support Group. So that ought to be a very, very interesting event in itself. I'm looking forward to that one. They have, like, different flyers for that event, and it lets you know they'll have their raffles as well at the same event at Nottingham United Methodist Church Fun and Lot. I'm going to go to the 216-682 phone number because they've been on so patient, and I appreciate it. 216-682, how you doing?
Pretty good, Joe Jones, Father's Eyes Matter LLC. And the reason why I'm calling tonight is April the 8th. First, before I get into all that, I want to tell you something. I have my 280 hours of Ohio peace officers training, and one thing they do not teach you is they do not teach you to put your knee on a subject's neck. So I've been watching this case. I've seen the video. That cop had one thing in mind, and that was to murder, and that's what he did. He knew exactly what he was doing. The cop's not stupid. He knew he wasn't supposed to do that. And I also seen a part in the testimony where a paramedic said, let me render some first aid to him and start some CPR on him. And the officer ordered him to stand off. Don't go near him. He wanted that man to die. That cop needs to do life in prison without the possibility of parole ever, or maybe even possible face a lethal injection, because it's no difference on what he did, what everybody else is doing to get lethal injection. He killed a man. I mean, there's no excuse, none whatsoever. So April the 8th, we're going to be having a DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, rally at 3955 Euclid Avenue at 10:30. This is going to be for child abuse awareness. I don't know if everybody knows, but April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. So we're going to have a little rally down there, invite a few victims that were victims of DCFS's failures. We're going to let them speak, and we're going to raise awareness for child abuse and child neglect. It's got to stop. These children are being protected right now by workers who are only given a 40-hour crash course on making life and death decisions on child abuse and neglect. It's not good. That's how children are dying all across Cuyahoga County. May the 8th, we have a young black male, 17 years old. He was more than likely going to be the next LeBron James. This guy was very good at what he did, very good basketball player. He was gunned down and he was murdered. People were trying to silence someone that's been trying to get justice. The victim's name is Stephen Swain Jr., phenomenal citizen, phenomenal basketball player. So the more that they try to raise awareness to try to find out who these suspects were, the more people are trying to shut them down. We're not going to have that. But May 8th is just not for Stephen Swain. We want black, white, Pentecostal, Baptist, Catholic, you name it. We want every single nationality out there, every single religion out there, every single group out there. We're going to put aside all races, all religions. We're all going to become one on May the 8th. We're going to join together. We're going to stop black and black crime. We're going to teach these young black males that they have to uphold life, not tear each other down. We got to put a stop to it. The mayor of City of Cleveland's not going to do it. Somebody's got to do it. East Cleveland, it's gone horrible too. But someone's got to step forward, and that's what these groups are going to be doing on May the 8th. We were not going to disclose a location, but join Father's Eyes Matter, LLC, on Facebook. Make sure you watch all of our posts. You can get the exact dates and times and where. But I'm telling you, it's going to be justice for Stephen Swain, but it's also going to be justice for every single young male that's been killed and slaughtered out here in the streets. We got to stop it, folks. It's time for us to all join together, become one group, and end it all.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you for letting us know that. And again, what time this coming Thursday should we be down?
This Thursday, 3955 Euclid Avenue, 10:30 a.m. We will be sending out press releases. And if you had any kind of interaction with DCFS, positive and or negative, it doesn't matter. We'd like for you to be down there. And the thing about Father's Lives Matter is we just don't support dads. We support dads, moms, grandmas, aunts, uncles, you name it. We don't care. We always stand for justice for all. We always support the victims. And I'd say 80% of all people that had an interaction with DCFS become victims of DCFS. So it's time to raise some awareness.
That is a scary, scary thing that you just said. But I appreciate it. I definitely look forward to joining you down there. May you and your people have a phenomenal evening, and we'll look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday morning.
Correct.
No
Sounds
problem.
Good.
Enjoy your evening.
Looking forward to it. You too.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I happen to have an inside track that the last phone caller who just called in from Father's Lives Matter, he's a wrestling fan. So with that in mind, since we're basically coming on this coming Thursday, I'm going to send this track out to him just because we'll be right back after this.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
We coming.
I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD. I'm the whole Evan show, so don't you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I'm south to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming, we coming,
what?
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 We coming.
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 What?
We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid to call. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Y. So if the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
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 Hey, I got this rap return back, those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and needing bodies, you put me under the jail. Resist arrest in form of slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
What? We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
From that BHS presents Sheriff Kilroy. And speaking of Black House Sounds, June 12th, 2021, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., the African Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, presenting The Rising Stars of Cleveland. Artists, music of all walks of life. Contact Joseph Motley Jr., 216-609-8847. That's 216-609-8847. $5 general admission. $5 general admission for that event. Speakers, they will pay $10 for 10 minutes. You'll have candidates speaking. Others who have things going on, phenomenal. And you'll have artists also who will be taking their time to put money in the slots, either $10 one-song performance or a two-song performance, minimum of $20, money going back in to help the African American Museum of History on Crawford Road. That ought to be an excellent event in itself. Sometimes things come up and it makes you really think about life in general, as the prognosis so far was not good for DMX. As the official statement from DMX rep that said that Earl DMX, yeah, that one, Simmons was rushed to the hospital after collapsing at home. At the time, he remained in ICU in critical condition. He's been a warrior his entire life, and they just feel like the situation represented yet another road he must conquer. As the Simmons family appreciates the overwhelming outpouring of heartfelt love, encouragement, support, and prayers for Earl. Earl is someone whose life and music have been a source of inspiration and strength to so many people around the world. It is reassuring to see his fans return that same passion and energy to him during his time of need. Paramedics tried to resuscitate him for 30 minutes, and during that time, he was deprived of oxygen. So doctors have told the family the lack of oxygen severely impacted X's brain. They felt it wasn't looking good. You know, it seems like the OD overdose occurred at his home, and sources say the overdose triggered a heart attack. He was rushed to a hospital in White Plains, New York, and is in the critical care unit. There is some brain activity. Another source says he's in a vegetative state. And right now, the longer he stays alive, the better chance that happens. DMX, who was a cornerstone of the Rough Riders label, had battled substance abuse and has been to rehab several times. I think his last rehab stint was back in maybe 2019, after he completed a 12-month sentence for tax evasion. And so the thing about it is, that's the one thing that's going on there with DMX. I do need to also just take time to go back with things that might be happening that people might be interested in knowing about. Sometimes you don't go out there to protest just to be protested. Such as, there's a new device when you talk about car chases and all those type of things. There's a new device to help police track down carjackers without chasing them. They started, I believe, with video from the Franklin County Sheriff in a case with an arrest. The video showed the deputy going after a driver, but he shoots a tracking device onto the vehicle that tells him where to go find the suspect so that he doesn't have to get into a high-speed chase. And that's in Franklin County, Ohio. There's the Franklin County Sheriff and others around the country are using the Star Chase technology. And the video from Star Chase shows a tracker shot from a cruiser. The device allows a car to get away at first, but it can't disappear. And the spokesperson for Star Chase wrote, "Our solution stands out because it allows law enforcement to remove the danger from the situation with a new tactic that reduces the force need to arrest a suspect, which has attracted the attention of Cleveland City Council members." As Councilman Kevin Conwell says, the committee will hold a hearing on the equipment. And Conwell said, "We have to turn every rock over every player." He added, "So then we can understand it better too, find out the pros and cons from Franklin, so we can make sure it's a good fit." This goes with and comes with a growing demand for Cleveland police to simply allow criminals, suspects to drive off, and then also it causes people to at least say, wait a minute. Let's stop. If you continue to chase, because police officers are chasing, look at all of those car chases from East Cleveland that ended up in Cleveland that resulted in one of them a fiery death, another couple of crashes in Cleveland, one just downtown Cleveland last Monday, one that ended up with a crash into a van with three suspects inside. Crashes that are occurring because officers are chasing suspects who just merely run a stop sign, not having stole anything. Well, look at the Cleveland officers who were involved with 137 shots that killed Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, or in 2019 when a 13-year-old was killed when Cleveland police officers chased that car all the way from the west side through East Cleveland, and a young girl was leaving the library getting her schoolwork done, and I believe Tamaya Chapman. So with that being said, there's a lot that should be done with that type of technology. And Kevin Conwell came out because activists a couple of weeks ago had another of those Stop the Chase protest rallies about the police policy in Cleveland. Blaine Griffiths is the head of chair of safety, came out from Cleveland. Kevin Conwell, who was just in that news story, also said something about that. And I was so glad that we weighed heavy on Kevin Conwell's mind, that Brother Kevin Conwell said, we're going to make these things work as best as possible. And they did so. So I'm so happy that when you go out there as an activist, you're not going out there just to talk about it. You're going out there for action, to cause people to change their minds, add something in the policy procedure, and I'm glad to see Kevin Conwell step up to do that. It reminds me of this next song. I'm going to play it because they moved up. They moved up in the charts, in the top 10 charts. They had a nice little showing. Team New Life, Eastside, Super Promoter. The artist known as Coke gave him credit. She did on the radio show last Monday, and then from Blog Talk Man in the Streets to the following Tuesday on Al Porter, Hip Hop Workshop, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceofradio.com. So the reason that we do that, or I give you a 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox that we just got off of, to let you know that's what happens when activists stand up for their communities and cause council and other legislators to at least rally around your cause. So the name of this song is called "For You." That's why we do it, from Team New Life, Eastside.
I chose the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I do it all for you, yo.
black, yo. Her young and yeah, heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at, yo? Had a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me, yo. Up on my dirt, up on my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phony. Ain't real, y'all phony. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you, yo. So this is what it comes to, yo. Turn your back, I turn my back too, yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame, yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. For you, I do it all to you, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you, I did it all for you, I do it all for you, yo.
Chance to do something special with the last, I will say, 17 minutes of the show. I have a guest on who usually when you give 15 minutes, that means it's somebody special. I'm honored to have on my show Lisa Wong, who will tell you a little bit more about herself. And Lisa Wong, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know something? I have to say one thing about you. You are a very humble person. And I think that that is very important because you started out listening to see what else is going on in the community, and I appreciate that. But make no mistake, you're a heavyweight in the community. And it's an honor to have you on this particular show because I was blessed to be a part of an event that happened, I'll say, a week ago. And what event happened a week ago? It was on a Sunday, and I thought it was very phenomenal that you were able to get people out on a Sunday.
Yes, so last Sunday we had the Stop Asian Hate March, which included a rally beforehand. And we had several speakers, mostly Asian, American, Pacific Islander women, because we wanted to make sure women's voices were heard, especially, you know, as a result of the shooting that happened in Atlanta a week prior.
I hear you. And one of the reasons I was there personally was because Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said it best, that an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So with that being said, I'm going to say that I don't know I know the injustices that I feel, but personally, the injustices that you felt after that horrendous crime, the murders that happened, what caused you personally to want to be one of the people who spearheaded something locally?
Well, I mean, I think growing up here in Cleveland, you know, I've always faced racism. It might be, it's a different form of racism from what you probably face, but, I mean, racism is racism. You know, hate is hate. You know, it's slightly different, but it's still hate, and it's not right and uncalled for. So what happened in Atlanta was kind of like shocking that things have gone this far. I mean, over since the pandemic, you know,
right.
Hate towards Asian Americans have increased significantly. Even, you know, obviously, you know, with COVID, businesses were hurting, especially restaurants. But
right.
Asian businesses were hurting a lot more because people thought they can get COVID from eating Chinese food, you know, or Asian
That's
food.
True.
Or from Asian people, and it's just, you know, not true. But people are confused, and that's the same thing with the hate. Anytime, just like, you know, Lieutenant who said, you know, Lieutenant Governor, you know, when he called the virus in a tweet Wuhan virus, it's the same thing. Many people can't tell the difference, and they feel like they have to act out their hate. Or, you know, they're upset about all the restrictions because of COVID-19. They're looking for someone to blame. So they want to blame anyone who's Asian or who they think is Chinese. And all that does is just hurt people here in the U.S., hurts people who look like me, my family, my friends, people I know, my community. And so we had to take a stand to draw attention to this hate. And we need to also show the community in Asiatown that there are people here who stand with you. And I think it's important that we all stand together in solidarity because a lot of things, just like, you know, xenophobia, a lot of things are rooted in hate, racism, ignorance. It's rooted in white supremacy. And we all need to work together, you know, to fix this.
I appreciate what you're saying. You're saying a lot of what I would have expected you to say, but you're saying so much more that I can appreciate it. When did you, since you brought it up earlier, as a woman, when did you find it necessary or that you had the skill to be able to represent so eloquently and speak? Because I have heard you speak. I've gotten a chance to hear you on Queens Court Radio. I've gotten a chance to hear you in person. When did it become to you that I need to be speaking more and speaking out as eloquently as you do?
Well, thank you for that. I don't consider myself as an eloquent speaker. You know, I've always been quiet about my situations of business, you know, the bullying I had growing up, but now that I'm older, I find that, and I can stand up for those who can't speak for themselves. You know, there might be some who think that their English is not good enough. There might be some who are shyer or more reserved or don't want to be called out. But, you know, I volunteer with an organization, OCA Greater Cleveland, and I have the unique ability to take questions from the press or to speak out about things. So I do what I can for the community.
I hear you. I hear you. And so I'm going to at least ask you, what is it that you feel is important that we should learn?
I think we should learn that we share the same struggles. We share racism, discrimination, and that we need to stand up for one another and not let others pit minorities against each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I agree with you on that. I like what you said early on about we must stand together. And I know that I feel like we should all be much quicker to at least call out ignorance when we see and hear it. Although I would like to think that even though millions voted for him, it's a good thing that millions more were able to see and vote against anybody who would, I will say, try to make a slanderous statement such as China virus and certain things that were untrue and hurt a whole race or culture of people. So I'm glad to see that many people are willing to stand together. I was so glad to see so many different faces and cultures two Sundays ago. So with that being said, how can people become a part of or join in or find out more about the movement?
Well, there's lots of things to learn. We do have on our OCA Facebook page as well as our website, ocagc.org, where you could learn how to report hate. So mostly Asian hate, but also there will be opportunities to take bystander training to see how you can stand up. And if you hear something or see something, how you can assist, how you could de-escalate the situation, how you can help out or at least check on the individual to see if they're okay. You know, simple things that don't put yourself into harm's way. There are also things that we can make sure, like the City Cleveland Council passed a resolution, you know, against hate. You know, we want to know what they're going to do to actually carry this through. Many corporations and businesses are making statements, but sometimes words aren't enough. We want to see some action. And there are petitions out there that people can sign on to, and you can find out more by, you know, looking for organizations such as OCA or OPAL or Asian Service in Action, because there might be, you know, some call to action. There might be some other ways that they're sharing and how you could help out or be a part of.
Thank you so much. And before you leave, since you gave us that information, are there any events coming up that we should know about?
Not necessarily in-person events, but there is a virtual, there will be some more virtual events. But the one I could tell you about now is if people want to learn more about some of the issues or about things in the past that they might be able to learn from, you know, the Cleveland International Film Festival, you know, we're, OCA Greater Cleveland is a partner, community partner for film. Let me try to get this right. Down the Dark Stairwell. And the festival starts April the 7th, but the films won't start until April the 8th. And because it's virtual, you can watch any of the films anytime throughout the 2 weeks that the festival's on. And if you use the code OCA, you can get a dollar off the streaming ticket.
Well, thank you very much for calling in and letting us know. May you have continued success, and I really humbly look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. This will be the first of many appearances. I can see that from you. Enjoy your evening.
Okay, thank you. You too, bye.
Bye. And let's go to our final phone caller, 216-609. What would you like to add to what's going on?
Black House Sounds is in the building. The reason I'm calling, because I would love to promote the show on June the 12th at the African Museum, Crawford Road, off Crawford Road. From 3 to 9, we will have performers there, such as rap music, positive rap music, other rap music. We will have speakers there that's talking about wards, voting laws. We will have vendors in the building. On top of that, it's a historical landmark, and that's really important. If you are African-American or if not an African-American, but you just love our culture, June the 12th, that's where we will be. I want to remind everybody that's still listening in, if you have any young folks that you feel they have some type of talent and you want to help them and put them in a direction of people that's in Cleveland locally that's pushing their talent, on that day it will be some powerful people in the building. So once again, if you want to be involved with that, I have a phone number for you. That'll be area code 216-609-8847. Once again, 216-609-8847. When you call that number, you can ask to speak to Black House Sound, or you can ask to speak to Mr. Motley or Joe. Once again, when you call that number, you can ask to speak to Black House Sound. You can ask to speak to Motley or Joe. Other than that, I just got off work. Make no excuses, but I had to call in because life goes on and promotion is key. And so just because I got off work didn't mean, oh, well, let me skip this Monday and don't promote. You will hear from me next Monday with the same thing. But seriously, for all the people that was talking about hate crimes and voting and all them different things, I feel your pain. I heard a little bit what the last caller was saying. I'm happy that it's people like the last caller and so many callers that I probably didn't hear tonight. It's fighting for change, fighting for peace, and just trying to spread love and peace. So other than that, that's what Black House Sound is doing. June 12th, come on out. Oh, $5 admission. What you're doing is you're not just helping Black House Sound. You're not just helping the artists. You're not just helping the vendors. You're really helping the museum. Keep that in your mind. Make that a fact. See you on that day. I will be promoting again next Monday. You also will see flyers out in the street. This is Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. I'm signing off, and peace.
Peace. And you know something? Because of the last two phone callers, because the lyrics in this song talked a little bit about it, why not play this track about washing your hands? We'll talk to you soon.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. There's airborne virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cop might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to